On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back Eric Allen, who reveals a practical way for accessing and using your personal power.
On Saturday, Carl Petrie makes his debut with a fascinating and moving true story of the invisible world and his personal insights.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present Rhea, host of Entrepreneur's Table.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our first live edition of Animal World in 2017. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, just go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and the best way to pick up the stream is click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Alrighty, it is a Talk With Your Animals Sunday here. Gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master Darcy Pariso is in the studio. Calls are beginning to come in. We have a couple of lines open. Darcy and I have a little more whale business to take care of, and then we're going to the phones. So if you want to grab a phone while they're available, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. All right, Darcy, when we closed down our number one with our conversation with Granny Orca, and just for any of you that are just joining us, what we did find out, we have been able to confirm that Granny, yes, is back in spirit, that she's dropped that physical body. So the assumption is correct. She has also confirmed independently with both Darcy and I, with either us not knowing the other, that yes, in fact, she's coming back for a 301 lifetime in a whale suit. But she has just now, breaking news from Granny, she's not coming back to the Pacific Northwest area. She's going to be in another part of the world in a whale suit wherever she feels drawn to now. But she has agreed to stay in touch with Darcy and I and to continue to communicate and keep us posted from the whale perspective. And
And she's asking us to separately keep journals.
Oh, on the communication we get?
Yeah, just keep journals, and it feels
good
like
luck with
it's
Darcy
going to...
may do that, Granny, but okay. If you know me, I am not a journaler.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But I'll remember that you said that, and and if you remind me, Granny, when you come in, Martha, write it down. Okay, then I'll remember to do that.
Okay, Martha. So when we talk or we do a session, I'll ask you, and then I'll jot it down for you.
Okay. All right. Because I often am not. That's not my strong suit.
Okay.
So, all right. Now, the second whale news is there has been another death in the whale community, orca community, and this is the blackfish star, Tilikum, the big male orca that has been captive and truly tortured by SeaWorld for all of these years. And I've learned more about Tilikum's life in addition to what we learned in the documentary Blackfish. Bless his heart, he is the one that brought this all to light, that triggered and stimulated the humans to do the Blackfish documentary, which has accomplished what we thought was the impossible. And there's some really good news with that. But the reason I was kind of hesitating to say sad news, because Tilikum has passed, I don't feel sad about his passing at all. In fact, I think for him, it was a great gift, because his life was so miserable. I am not pleased to hear the statement from SeaWorld, something along the lines of, you know, what a great job they did for Tilikum, and that he had a wonderful 36 years of life, and he lived a wonderful long life, even though he's in captivity. Well, first of all, it wasn't a wonderful life. He ended up killing, I think he was responsible for 3 human deaths, because of his frustration and the horrific conditions for a killer whale he was forced to be in. And they say he lived a nice long life. Well, a nice long life, really? 36 years? Well, then first we look at Granny, well over 100, in her whale suit. On the other hand, female orcas are longer lived than male orcas. But one of our last male orcas that passed in the wild lived 60 years. So 36 years? No, that's not a long life for an orca. In captivity, maybe, but not naturally in the wild. So don't give me that stuff, SeaWorld. So at any rate, I kind of feel like it was a blessing for Tillicum to be able to drop that body, and that we owe him great honor and thanks, even though it ended the lives of some humans. And I have to say that has to have been a calling on a higher level for their soul vibrations, that these were not coincidental occurrences. I don't believe in coincidence. I think everything has a reason, and you know, karma is karma. But as Granny stated via Mary Gettin in her book Communicating with Orcas, that orcas often choose to give their lives up for humans, in service to humans, because as Granny said, quote, "It's only one lifetime. Sometimes we'll give it up, sometimes we won't, but you guys have to ask," which is kind of like, duh. Anyway, Tillicum was probably one of those ones that didn't volunteer to be a captive, but on a higher level gave his life for the higher good of orcas in general and our understanding as humans. So in that case, I honor him incredibly, but I'm glad he's not suffering anymore in confinement. And then the super good news that balances this out is that, again, no coincidence here, but today is the last day of the last official performance of orcas at SeaWorld. They will never perform again. And today is the last performance. So that is very good news. And I believe we owe the thanks and credit for that to Tillicum.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm choking up over that. Yes.
And, you know, for Tillicum also, it may seem he didn't sign up for this, but he did sign up for the lessons that came with it. And this is huge in his soul's evolution. It's huge.
Oh, yeah. Karmically, it's got to be huge for him.
Yeah.
So are you getting him? Is there anything that he would like to say?
That's what he was showing me, that he was sending me a song. He was like saying, "I'm coining a song," and it was that love is still the answer, love is the answer. But
so he must be singing with Granny, because wasn't she doing the same
thing?
He's
ecstatic. When you were talking about him, he just feels ecstatic. Like he just dropped, literally the weight of the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
That he was carrying it.
Yeah.
He felt
so
like
to me,
that.
It's kind of like a celebration. You know?
It is.
Yay, Tillicum is out of here. Yeah. He's not suffering anymore. He's great.
He wants us to know, too, that even though he did, you know, he did suffer, he says that he was out of his body a lot. That's how he dealt with being at SeaWorld.
Right. Yeah.
By not being there.
All right. So does he have plans to return?
He doesn't know yet. He's he says that what we call school, you know, he's looking at his options, and what he thought his path was is taking an abrupt turn. It might be something very different. So he said the something's out, words out, or the decision's out, whatever that phrase is.
Well, whatever it is, Tillicum, are you willing to be an Animal World reporter with Granny and stay in touch with Darcy and I and let us know what's going on?
He says, he'll weigh in. He doesn't feel that he doesn't have the same interest or vested interest that Granny does, but he'll weigh in. At profound times, he will come in with a message when it's applicable to what's coming up.
Okay, super. I'm good with that. How about you?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so are we good with all of that?
Yes.
All righty. So, celebration in order. The last official performance of orcas at SeaWorld is today, and they are done. Now, the big push is we don't want to let this go, because the next push is the orcas that remain. SeaWorld needs to quit fooling around, get their act together, and get these orcas out in sea pens. They don't belong in concrete pools anymore. We've learned that lesson. It's time to be done, and SeaWorld needs to get going with these sea pens.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Granny's going to be helping with, too.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah, and not just at SeaWorld.
Crack that whip.
Yeah, not just SeaWorld, but it feels like she's going to be working, you know, to help assist in all situations that are like this.
Oh, wouldn't activity. That be interesting? Because I'm getting
down
on it. Well, no, what I'm seeing is wherever she's coming back is going to be in an area where there's going to be sea pens for orcas, and it may in fact be with the orcas that may go from sea pen back to wild, and she might help with that transition.
A sort of guide.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Cool, Granny. Keep us posted.
Yeah, she's going to be busy. She's lots of work to do.
Oh, that sounds exciting. All righty, so I think we've covered the whale base, and we have time to get to phone calls. We have lines open if you'd like to grab them, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And first up, this is appropriate, first up in the 2017 new year, because I've been wondering where she is, because we haven't heard from her in the last couple months, I think it's been. Anyway, we're heading down to Bend, Oregon, and our friend Christine. Good morning, Christine. Welcome back to Animal World, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Good morning.
I've been wondering what you've been up to, because you haven't called in the last month or so.
Okay. Well, I think December was mostly preparing for other things.
Well, I know we missed you, because you often call when Jude and Paul are here, and you often call when Dr. Nails is here, and we didn't hear from you on either of those Sundays.
Very true.
And I, of course, was wondering, where is Christine? So I'm glad you showed up. So,
I'm here.
What do you want from Darcy today?
I have Kavi. I know I've talked of her before. She's one of the rescued dogs that I have.
One of the Aussies, Australian Shepherd dogs?
Yeah, part Aussie, part Blue Heeler. And she doesn't like me to touch her anywhere but the face. She adores to be stroked in the face. But, sorry.
So you can touch her face, but she doesn't want you to touch other parts of her body?
Very lightly and for a short time. Then she'll move away.
Hmm.
And usually during that time when I'm stroking her body, I try to put as much energy, healing energy in it as I can. But she just, when my car went off, when the van went off the road.
right.
Into a ditch.
Yeah.
She had jumped out of the car when I did, which I didn't realize. And when I tried to get her back in, I was trying to put her back in by lifting her. Oh, my gosh. I thought I was killing her.
Well, let's see. Just for me, the first thing that comes to mind to me sometimes, this is just a general comment because I know Darcy's tuning in now, is that when you said, you know, I can put my hands lightly on the rest of her body, and then she moves away. But you said, when I am touching her, the rest of her body, I'm doing my best to bring through as much healing as possible. Okay? Well,
yeah.
What occurred to me in just a general area is that very likely you're bringing through Reiki energy. I don't know if you have Reiki, but you're probably bringing through Reiki when you're doing that. And
right.
What I learned very early on is that animals don't need near as much Reiki as we humans do. And the reason she moves away is because she only needs a very little bit of it. And what I was thinking is, and Darcy's laughing over here. See, it's like St. Francis is working overtime here. Because I was thinking she probably won't move away if you stop pulling, consciously bringing the healing energy through, because she needs too much. So anyway, Darcy, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there.
No, I have to laugh because St. Francis has us linked up. So Christine, when you said that you can touch her head, but as soon as you put your hands over your body, I immediately heard there's too much energy. That you're very powerful, and I think that you forget you're a very powerful healer. And you could be sending her.
Maybe she doesn't know.
Energy.
You better tell her.
Yeah.
Christine,
did you hear
you're
that?
A very powerful healer.
You are.
You bring through a lot of energy, and especially when you focus your mind on it, you're just blowing her circuits.
Well, not only that, but you do it when you don't even realize.
Mm.
You are like a light bulb that has dim, medium, and high, and your energy just seems to go to wherever it goes, and I don't know that you're always aware of that, and so that's something just for you to be aware of. But the better thing would be to give her the distant Reiki.
Okay.
Or if it's not Reiki, do you do Reiki?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought, okay. It feels like that's what the energy is. but do it at a distance, or, you know, anytime. And also ask her, you know, just let her say, you know, say, if you would like some Reiki right now, you know, come over to me. And then let her show you what she wants.
Yeah. Okay. But don't focus on...
Because she limps around, and I haven't been able to take her and Charlie out for the romp that they used to have. So I was always curious. Maybe it's just old age.
Well, how old is Kavi now?
You know, they don't have it on the papers when I adopted her.
Uh-huh. Well, what's your best guess?
Well, she's over 8. Charlie's getting up there. So,
okay, over 8. Darcy, can you get a handle 10? on Kavi's age?
I thought she was 10.
10, okay.
If not 10, very close to it.
All right. Yeah. Well, so she's getting up there. Now, that's not incredibly old age for a herding breed, but that's getting older.
Yeah.
But you say that...
I'm putting a lot of the missing link in there for the
hip and joint.
Omega.
Yeah.
And
are you doing the missing link hip and joint formula?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Connectin?
No, not yet.
Or, well, that is my number one choice.
Connectin.
It's made by a company called In Clover. They're actually in Oregon. They're out of Portland. And inclover.com. And the Connectin, it's a powdered, it comes in a powdered form or a tablet form. I always bought the powder and I've used it because it's a little less costly. And you mix it into the food. But the reason it's so good, it's glucosamine and chondroitin. And then 9 herbs at therapeutic levels. And it's the combination of all those herbs with the glucosamine and chondroitin that makes a huge difference. And absolutely, I've seen it work absolute miracles with many, 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 many dogs. Kept my golden retriever alive for many years that she wouldn't have had without the Connectin. And in fact, when I weaned her off of it and tried her on another supplement to see if it was any good, I had a screaming dog that couldn't move. And I had to get her back on Connectin really fast. And of course she came back and was great. But you might want to try that. And I think if you go to inclover.com, I think they'll send you a little sample. But at least you can do inclover.com. You may be able to get a sample, but you could definitely do a product search too.
And also, okay. Christine, I just saw Dr. Bill Burlingame with my Havanese, and she's been having some joint issues also. And he told me that whatever's recommended on that powder, that you can double it, that it doesn't hurt at all. And in fact, if there's any signs of like maybe the beginning of arthritis or just even any joints, it really helps. And so I've started doing that. So she, for her weight, she's about 20 pounds, and she would have a half a scoop a day. And this is the larger scoop, the larger container, because it's more cost effective.
Right.
Can
she
people
now
take it too for the arthritis?
Well, now here's the story, Christine.
Oh, we can't do that. Okay.
Well, no, but here's the story.
Yeah.
The product was originally formulated for humans.
Oh.
But the doctor that owns the company that did this, the hoops were simply too difficult to jump through to get FDA approval for humans. So at some point they bailed and did it for animals. So I can't tell you, sure, you know, because it's not approved for humans, but I can tell you that I know people that take it. And it was formulated for humans. If I had serious problems, I wouldn't hesitate taking it. I think the product is you know, definitely of the quality that it wouldn't be an issue. But it's for animals, not for humans. But it was formulated for humans to begin with. Oh, Kathy wants to chime in. Yes.
So Missing Link did send us a sample of the horse formula. Wasn't that right?
For humans.
Well, no. The horse. We got a samples of the horse formula.
Oh, I have some of
who's
the horse
we?
Formula that I've had. I don't know what this is.
You and me?
Yes.
I didn't get samples of a horse formula.
I got when I first started 5 years ago.
Oh, but that's because a lot of humans take the horse formula of missing link, because it's vegetarian and it's really, you know, and it's human grade and all of that. And missing link used to make, had a sideline of human products, but they don't make those anymore. So all the humans that want to take it take the horse formula because that's the most compatible with humans.
But I
now
just
that,
I just wanted to say
interesting.
I just wanted to say it was delicious.
Yeah, it's really good. But I don't know if the horse formula has, you know, a glucosamine formula, if they have a hip and joint formula for horse. I don't know. I think the horse formula is just the horse formula, but I don't know what's in there. But nonetheless, I would choose, though, for arthritic conditions, I would choose Connectin even over missing link, hip and joint. In terms of my experience, for the bad cases, go for the gold, the big stuff.
Yeah.
And if you'd like, you could call in when Dr. Bill game's on.
Yeah, Dr. Bill's on next week. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill next week. So if you want to pick his brain on all this stuff.
He told me double the amount.
Yeah.
Does he know anything about birdies? I'm wondering when I should move the baby birdie, the big cage.
Well, I know he doesn't treat birds. I don't know if he knows, but I'll bet you that Darcy can ask the birds.
Ooh.
What do you want to know about
What's
your
question?
Little bitty boo. I'm wondering if it's ready, if I could move Mama and the baby over to the big flight cage now with the other three birds.
I feel not yet. I feel you're close, but it feels like it's a few weeks off yet.
Okay.
Like 2 to 3 weeks is what I heard.
2 to 3 weeks, mm-hmm. Wait.
And good.
I think that it would be okay, but it would go better if you just waited a little bit. There's something about timing, like you're almost there, but not quite.
Yeah. Is he a boy? Somebody on the soul spa said that they felt it was a boy.
Baby bird?
I was drawn to one thing and the other, so let me check. What is his name? Just baby bird?
Bitty Boo.
Bitty Boo.
Now it's Little Boo.
Bitty Boo. What? I'm seeing blue. What color is he?
Yeah, I felt.
What color is he, Christine?
Blue.
Okay, because that's what I was seeing was blue.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like he's a boy because I see blue.
Yeah, well, I got the same. I was seeing blue, and to me, blue means boy. Yeah. I think it was a girl, I'd see pink, but that's why I asked what color he is.
No.
Maybe St. Francis is sending us a blue boy message.
Yeah, no, I'm balancing my hands out, going yes or no, and the no is the answer.
Okay, so he's a boy.
I'm sorry, he's a boy, yes.
He's a boy.
Yay.
Okay, you good, Christine?
Yes, I am. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Happy
you
New
guys
Year.
Take care.
Thanks
Happy
for calling.
New Year.
You can call it Dr. Bill's next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Happy New Year, Christine.
We are going to take care of advertisers. And then, Alex, I'm delighted to see you're on the line, and we'll be talking to you next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're just midway through the second hour of our first live show of the new year, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Talk With Your Animals Sunday here. Darcy Pariso, gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master, is in the house. And we are just actually getting rolling with phone calls now. We are heading out to Mukilteo and welcoming Alex. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Hey. Hi, Alex. I'm so glad you called. And I do know who you are, so you don't have to remind me. I always tell my clients, if you call me on the radio, make sure I know who you are, because I've been doing this for so many years. I don't assume I know people. Anyway, let's see. Darcy, this is Alex, and I worked with Alex and her family a week ago, actually. Alex, I barely made it home after our session.
Oh, no. Did the snow hit?
Well, yeah, it was raining and snowing all the way because I saw them on Christmas Eve day, or I mean on New Year's Eve day. And by the time I left there about 5:30 or something around that time. And so it was raining and snowing all the way back. But the roads were clear until I got to Monroe. And then I got to the last road I had to drive home. The last 6 miles, it was snowing to beat the band. It was sticking. It was all over the roads. The worst road was mine. So I barely made it home, and it snowed all night, so I didn't make it out again. I was going to go back to Ananda for the New Year's Eve celebration at the temple at 10 o'clock, and there's no way I couldn't get out. I couldn't get back in, so I got snowed in. So anyway, I made it home just in the nick of time.
Oh, no. Well, we're very thankful you made it to us.
All right. Well, so tell us about Jax.
So Jax is, we think, about 4, maybe a little bit older than that, a probably lab German Shepherd, maybe blue heeler working dog type mix that we adopted about 3.5 months ago, and we called upon Martha's help for some issues with anybody that came to our house with growling and barking, and Jax was having a hard time. So I'm happy to report in the last week he has made huge improvements.
Yay!
We had people over last night again, and he was a superstar.
Wonderful.
He was so good. So we still have work to do, of course, but so he's made great gains. And so one of the things, you know, the reason for the call, part of the reason is,
well, wait on that, because you're going to go to the water thing, right?
Yeah.
Hold off on that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because I want to compliment Alex and her family, because Alex and her husband were there, and her oldest daughter was very interested, and your husband's a teacher, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he really got all this stuff, and they were just wonderful to work with, and I just knew that they were going to work all the exercises and do everything that needs to be done. They were a great family to work with this dog. Now, but it's interesting, Alex, because Darcy's been tuning into Jax, you know, since I told her, you know, you were on the line,
mm-hmm.
and I'd seen you. But without knowing anything that's going on with him, she just tuned into his energy. So, Darcy, describe what you're experiencing when you tune into Jax.
As soon as I saw Jax, I didn't know what kind of dog he was at first. I felt his energy, and I felt very out of balance. And I heard immediately aggressive, that he was aggressive, and I felt very out of balance. And he showed me that he just hated how he felt, and I actually was feeling kind of sick. I had to push the energy away from me. So the progress that you've made is really amazing, because he really felt awful in his body, really awful. As a human, we'd probably be on the, you know, in bed for the day.
Okay. So now, are you feeling that? Is that's what he was feeling before, and it's improving now, or is he still feeling that out of balance discomfort?
That's where he was.
That's where he was. Okay.
And he couldn't seem to anchor his feet either. It's like this energy was making him feel so uncomfortable and sideways, and he would be okay, and then he wouldn't be okay, and he just really felt almost kind of nauseous.
Bless his heart.
I'm going to push that away. And so how he feels now is he feels like there's stability, and I'm seeing a chart like 75 to 90%, like he's vacillating, but he's holding like the core work that you did, he's holding.
Okay.
And then there's just that some, you know.
All right, because this was a situation where, yes, he did. You know, he would fire up and bark and growl and all that kind of stuff at strangers. And it settled down a little bit when we get inside. But then any time there's a quick move or a noise or they move, then he'd fire up again and all of that. And Alex was doing a very nice job of trying to distract him away, you know, with food sort of things. But they didn't have the tools yet to really work with him to start teaching him impulse control and to teach him what was right behavior, what's wrong behavior, and how and giving him that direction and leadership. Now, can you see, Darcy, is if them understanding that and them taking charge and starting to work with him on this is good, this is not good, is that giving him the stability he needs? Is it that leadership and direction that he needed?
He feels like one of those roly-poly things that's wobbling all over.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, he very much needs an anchor.
Okay.
And I see his feet need to be firmly on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like he's, you know, vacillating back and forth and up and down. But you're bringing that down a lot. But I hear that he also needs to be cleared, that some of this is past life energy also.
Okay, now, is that something that you can do?
I can. It actually is very easy. And I have a clearing prayer I could email you, and you could work with that and just ask that this be released. And if that doesn't work, we could just do a real brief session.
Alex, did you leave an email address with Kathy?
I did not. No, I left my phone number.
We're going to put Mike, when we're done, we'll put Alex on hold. And then Kathy will pick you up again, Alex, and get your email address.
Super. Okay.
So that, and then Darcy will then be able to email you about the clearing. So you'll handle the clearing stuff off the air.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Now, my next question about Jax is that since we really don't know his background, we're going to get into more of that. We might need to. But I felt that his nervous system's probably stuck in freeze flight, and he could use a reboot with Dr. Nels.
Yes.
Does that feel like he needs that?
Yes.
Can we wait until Dr. Nels is going to be on the air again and be free, or should they be contacting him off the air? Because Dr. Nels will be on next month. He'll be on the third Sunday of February.
I hear that phrase, it's like, six and one, half a dozen the other, whatever that is.
Yeah. So if you felt like you wanted to work with Dr. Nels before then, Alex, it would be good. He needs it. Or we wait and have you call in the third Sunday of February. But I think, you know, especially if we're on a budget, that with they're doing so well with their homework and working with him, that they should be okay to wait, you know, to the third Sunday of February for a reboot. Do you think?
I think you can. It would be helpful, you know, earlier is better, but I think that that's not so far because of the work you're doing. And also, does he have a concrete job? Does he have a job that he needs to do or that you can assign him?
Jax? Well,
I think, you know, with the work that you're doing, I feel there's a job that's in there.
Well, you know, dogs, of course, are functional creatures, and they do need, you know, can be working dogs and do need jobs and job descriptions.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's earning their privileges and following their human's direction, and sometimes it's... Now, one of his jobs... Doesn't he run with you, Alex?
He does, yeah.
So one of his jobs is running with Alex.
Okay.
Now, is that an adequate job for him, besides earning his privileges and learning how to behave?
Well, I heard, as we were talking, I heard that the first thing is we need to tell him that he's safe, that he is safe. And if you could just remind him of that, Alex, and just tell him that you're safe, this is your forever home, and that we're going to show him in your mind images of having, you know, just a very happy, loving life together, and that he can let the past go. And this clearing prayer will really help with that, too.
Yeah. So when you're doing that, Darcy, can you actually communicate with him that he is one of the luckiest dogs on the planet? He fell into a great big pan of doggy fudge when Alex and her family brought him home. He has a wonderful family that's very responsible and committed to him. And he needs to, that's his lifeline to hold on to. He needs to learn to take their direction, and he'll be fine.
Right, and he needs to be told there's nothing for him to do, because there was this anxiety within his core. When I first tuned into him and I said I can feel his whole core, like he has this anxiety in his core, like not knowing what to do, like, you know, do I do this, do I do that? So it feels like he needs really clear direction of that, you know, he's safe. This is what we'd like you to do.
You know, that would go along with the fact, because we kind of, they had suspected he was like lab shepherd mix. But when I looked at him, both Alex, the family, and other people, and then me, when I looked at him, saw something in addition to that. And his behavior is more like a healer, a cattle dog behavior. And so is that... that need to do something or know what it is to do, is that coming from that cattle dog genetics? Because that's what it sounds like to me, feels like.
And you can tell him that your job is to be, you know, to be the love bug and be the clown, to relax and make us smile, make us laugh.
And to run with your mom.
And to run with, and to be a role model of good health and to run with us.
Okay, does that make sense, Alex?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll send you a job list also, and you can change jobs, but, you know, give him up to 3 weeks to learn the job with reminders of, you know, you're a clown or the love bug, and that's what this looks like, you know, and we're all happy and we bring that element of joy into our lives. And
yeah. Now you're going to still stay in, you know, boot camp and work on everything else, but now we've got a real bizarre behavior, and it's so bizarre that I didn't want to do anything about it without having you tune in to see what's going on. So can you, Alex, kind of explain what goes on with Jax and water?
Well, ever since we got him, it was more pronounced at the beginning because we kept refilling the bowl, but he will drink a full adult bowl of water. You know, if you fill it, he'll drink it to the bottom. If you were to go fill it again, he'll do it again. I mean, we've since not given him as much because, of course, he has to go to the bathroom for 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah, and this is not a behavior that I've encountered before. And it's like an obsessive compulsive drinking water. So, I mean, the assumption would be at some point he must have been deprived of water. But you were nodding your head, Darcy, as Alex was describing this, and that you have something in the middle of your notepad you just circled that you wrote down about. So what did you get about this water thing?
Well, Martha said there's a question about water coming up, and I had a very clear, strong image of the water going into his body, and then it feels like it evaporates, and he feels dry, and he wants to keep filling himself up, and it keeps feeling dry. You know, it's like he can't hold the water. That's the image. I know, that is strange. I'm going to ask him... you know, okay, I see your body. I see what that feels like. Do you know why this is happening, or what can we do to help you? He's showing me an image of like coating his system, to put some sort of coating on it so the water actually stays in his body and then kind of is distributed where it's supposed to. It's a very weird thing. I don't know if
I was going to say it sounds like, Alex, you're going to be a part of Animal World for a while, because, you know, it's Vet Sunday next week with Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
And I think you better be calling back in next week so we can grill him. But so you're saying he drinks, but he still feels dry. His body is not assimilating the water.
It feels like it
apparently
evaporates.
It goes through.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I didn't want to put him on. My assumption was, or the logical assumption would be, he was deprived of water or something happened that made him think he's never going to get enough water. Can you see, is there something in his lifetime, is there something he experienced that's making him feel this way, or is this a physical condition that's causing this?
Well, the other thing that came up was when this water feels like it's not staying in his system, he showed me that he sometimes feels lightheaded.
Hmm.
Again, it seems like it's tied to the water, not holding that. And as far as what happened with the water bowl, it feels like that's a past life. What I circled again, what I brought up about being cleared, and that'll clear the past life. And if not, you can contact me. We'll work more on it. But I really believe that prayer, healing prayer, will help him clear this.
Okay, so you're feeling that if you do this healing stuff with Jax and Alex and after the we're off air, that may release the water thing?
Well, what I'd like to do is I'll clear him, I'll send some Reiki, I'll ask the past life to be released, and I'll ask you to see what happens and ask him if he's able to reduce the water intake, if he's able to drink half a bowl and walk away and see what happens.
So you'll start working with us. Well, keep in mind that we've got the timing. Vet Sunday is next Sunday. So Bill will be on the air and he'll be free to them, you know, next Sunday to grill. So if you could get on this with Alex and Jax right away, and maybe they'll have some time so that maybe by next Sunday they will have a chance to test to see if his, you know, water drinking is slowing down somehow.
Yeah.
So he could give Dr. Bill an update. And then what I want you to do is make sure that you let me know clearly what you're getting around this water business and any of the information that we need to give to Dr. Bill. Because, you know, Dr. Bill, also, Alex, this isn't out of the blue for Dr. Bill, because Darcy is also, like me, a client of Dr. Bill's. And so he works with her and the communication a lot and finds her information very helpful with patients. So let's find out as much as we can this week, so then we can grill Dr. Bill next Sunday. That sounds good?
I'll email this information to you today, and then you can maybe check. We can check in like Tuesday and again like Friday and see what's going on. I think that I'm seeing bits and pieces of a past life, and I think it's going to come up too.
Excellent. Then we clear that. Yeah, because if it's a past life thing, see, we won't have to do anything behaviorally, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Once they clear it, it'll just stop. And then as long as we don't have you guys on a mental level worrying about it, you know, and you give him water and standing there and you're worried that he's going to drink the whole thing, you know, remember that thought directing energy, and you want to see him taking a drink and walking away.
Right.
So that you're not contributing. So we'll leave it in your guys' hands, and then Darcy can fill me in during the week, and Alex, you will call next Sunday, and we'll carry on with Dr. Bill. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds terrific. Yeah.
All righty. Okay, keep up the good work, you guys.
Great.
All right, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. I'll be talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we need to catch up with advertisers before the end of the show. Nakia, you will be next. I'm not. Hopefully we'll get to you before the end of the... Yeah, we should. We'll take care of advertisers, come back to you, Nakia. So hold on to your phone lines. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Talk with Your Animal Sunday. Gifted animal communicator, medium, intuitive, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso, is in the house. And just want to remind you, you heard about, we talked about Dr. Nils just a moment ago. And you know what a great healer Dr. Nils is with his bioenergetic synchronization technique. You can check him out at nilshealingministry.com or give him a call at 425-238-2668. Also, well, you heard about Darcy too during that break. And you, of course, are available off the air when you're not here on the radio, and you work by phone and do readings. You work in person. You work via, you've got a hot deal. Do you still do the hot email deal? One question for $15?
Yes. In fact, I was doing that yesterday afternoon. I had quite a few.
All right. So if you want to check out Darcy, you can go to her website, www.darcypariso.com. That's Paris with an O, darcypariso.com. And her phone number is 425-280-5132. All right, so Nakia, I'm sorry, Darcy got a little bit more for Alex, so we have to fill her in, and then we'll have plenty of time to spend with you. But we are going to go back to Alex and Mukilteo just briefly. Hey, Alex. Hello. Are you there, Alex?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Darcy was getting images about Jax's past life that relates to this water drinking thing.
Oh.
And I thought you'd like to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Darcy, what were you seeing with this past life?
As you were hanging up, I was shown images of snow and him being dehydrated. And he looks like a wolf dog, wild dog, and he died in that lifetime. And also, there was a family. He had been with the family, but he felt like he was left behind, but I feel like something happened to the family. It wasn't that they left him, but like they were caring for him. He was, you know, more or less part of the family. I don't know if he actually, I think he stayed with them at times, but he was kind of in and out. But there's loss around him also.
But you said you saw him like laying in the snow.
Yes.
And trying to lick the snow to get hydration, but it wasn't working. And he died of
dehydration.
Mm-hmm. And freezing to in that lifetime.
Yes.
So that could kind of, you know, that would really explain a holdover, Alex. I don't know how familiar you are with past life stuff, but certainly a trauma like that in a past life, if it isn't cleared, it can bring forth similar signs. And, of course, that would explain it, kind of him drinking water, but him still feeling dry and it not doing what it needs to do. So with all of this on the table now, it does make sense to me, see, that if you working with Darcy, you guys are able to release this, that energy, then it should just shift. Right. And now he might need a little reminder once, because he might, that habit of still, you know, drinking, you might knock it off, slow down, sort of thing.
It's like a fight or flight. Enough. He's stuck in it.
Right. And it might be we don't get a total resolution until we have Dr. Nels reboot him or something. But see, this is why I wanted to find this stuff out, because it doesn't make any sense to put him on a behavior modification program to teach him not to drink that much as long as it still feels the same to him.
Right.
And he's not clear what happened to his family. So there's that loss around it, too. You know, he's not sure if he knows that something bad happened to them, but he doesn't know if they actually died until he himself crossed over. So there's still some, like, residual that's
all right. But you guys will work on all that stuff. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I wanted you to know, Alex. So, so Darcy will be
interesting. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Darcy will be in touch with you after the show, and just know that all this woo-woo stuff really helps and really works, but it doesn't replace all the practical, logical stuff that we did during the session. Does that make sense?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. This just helps us.
We still got work to do.
This is just going to speed it up and help it work better and solve all those little problems, you know, the other little issues.
I hope he feels better too.
But he still needs good leadership and the family. You know, you guys. You know, he still needs to learn what's wrong and what's right and what his jobs are and all that good stuff. But now I see this working out well, because I think he's got a great family. Do you see this all working out, Darcy?
Absolutely. And this is an important piece of the puzzle, but like you said, it's one piece of the pie.
And you see it working out. Yes. He's going to have a happy life with the family.
I see him being very confident. You know, it's going to be stages, but you're going to see it build, like three stages.
All right. Yeah. That's excellent.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, let's just we'll get started with Nakia, and I'm sure we'll have to hold her on, but we're going to just get started in Kenmore with Nakia. Welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you.
Hi, Nakia.
Good morning.
So tell us what's going on. We'll be able to get started, but we'll have to hold you over into the next hour, okay?
That'll be fine.
All right, so tell us what's going on.
Well, we talked a couple of weeks ago, and you suggested that I call back. I lost my brother to brain cancer. And I have an older brother who was a major in the Marine Corps and a lifeguard, and he drowned. And so I just wondered if there was any connection. And Darcy, you helped me with Heidi when she was crossing. So I was just wondering if there was anything that you had for me.
All right. Well, now let's wait a minute. So Heidi was an animal?
Yes. She was a domestic cat.
Okay.
That I had called in about several times.
All right. We got to make sure that everybody knows what we're talking about. So Heidi was a cat of yours, and that you've talked to Darcy about on the air before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. And then we've got, let's find out who all the parties involved here that we want to come to the table. And then it'll probably be about time to close out the hour, and we'll turn it around, and then Darcy can connect with everybody, and we'll bring you back in the next hour. And then, so we've got two brothers that passed, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm remembering something that we talked about on the air, and I think it had to do with animals, but then somehow a deceased brother was involved, and I think that's why I told you to call back, that we better talk to the brother about something. Is that ringing a bell?
I think what I was... that was when Jude and Paul were on, and I had called because I was getting so much resistance to going forward and making a new life. I have been kind of in a limbo, and I know I should, you know, step out the door, but there's something that just kind of is holding me in place.
Yeah, didn't it seem like...
Either mentally or emotionally, I don't know.
Yeah, but it had something to do with one of your brothers, didn't it?
Well, it had been since I took care of him. And so that's been a long time.
Okay, what are your brothers' names?
Malcolm was the one who had brain cancer, and Glenn.
And Glenn is the other one. All right, well, we need to close out this hour and fire up the next one. Darcy's now got the names and kind of knows who's who. So she's going to work on connecting with all of this, and then we'll get our number three started, and we'll bring you up right away, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. And everybody, hold on. Animal World continues. It's Talk With Your Animals Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.